This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What was the score prediction from Kang on Friday?
Okay, so Kang had, there's some really good predictions.
Because mine was 24-20 Lions.
Yep. Kang's was 29-19 Lions. And we were having fun with the fact that he picked 29-19. And how many points did Minnesota end up with?
I think it was 29.
29. Which is kind of funny.
Yeah, so I really wasn't close to the score or anything, but the fact that this is not a win.
It's not a win for you, but it's not a loss either, I feel like.
29 is possible, people.
If you heard it the way he made the prediction, he was kind of hemming and hawing his way through the prediction. Then he goes, I got the Lions winning 29-19. And I could tell as you said it, I'm like, As Gator pointed out, it sounded like he had a computer program spitting out a score based on a whole bunch of metrics. But the
we've
score
done 10,000 simulations of this game, and the average score ends up being 29-19, 29.4 to 19.3.
Yeah, exactly. Which is how the computers do it. It has nothing to do with the reality of how football is played. Then teams don't score 29 or 19 very often. I find great humor in your prediction and then the actual outcome.
So 29 must have been a hot number this week because according to Costa, our very own Will Birchfield actually almost nailed the score.
I'm trying to remember what he said.
So I guess he said on the tailgate show.
Because I heard it yesterday.
To Jim, the Birchie kid said the Lions would win 32-29.
He deserves
credit.
That actually. Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow. So he said 29 too, and for the right team. I had 29 for the Lions. I don't know, 29 was, this was the week, man. No, but it's weird that the actual number came up. I thought it crossed my mind, of course.
That's a good laugh. I had Lions winning 34-28, which I don't think is a bad prediction.
No.
Gator had 24-20 Lions. You didn't think it'd be as much of a shootout. We had one listener miss it by a single point. Arthur in Pontiac picked the Lions 31-28.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, should have won 29, man.
Yeah, I guess so. He had the obvious right in front of him.
Yes.
Josiah also picked the score 31-28. And remember, he was the one I had to circle back and say, who do you have winning? Because he goes, so I got the final being 31-28, and he gave a whole bunch of reasons why. And I'm like, you didn't pick a winner, bro. And then he came back and said Lions. So we had two listeners have 31-28. It was, of course, 31-2. Kang sensed it, 29. Okay, so why was this in some ways the perfect game? Because the pass rush didn't do much. Like, I don't think they did much at all until they drew a hold in the third quarter. But there were too many plays. Like, there was a 3rd-and-8 completion to Aaron Jones for 17 yards where Darnold dropped back 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,000, and then finds a receiver. Like, mm-hmm. he wasn't
You can't cover
under
receivers
duress.
For that long.
Yeah. No, and he wasn't under duress at all. Jim Costa found this on NFL.com and tweeted out this morning about the Lions pass rush. They blitzed on 20 of 35 dropbacks, which was 57.1%, which was their highest rate since week one of 2021. In quarters 1 through 3, they only had pressure on 4 of 14 blitzes. In the fourth quarter, they had 3 sacks and 4 pressures on 6 blitzes. So The edge rushers generated just 3 pressures on 27 rushes when they didn't blitz. They won the game. They found a way to win the game without Hutch. They got some sacks when necessary. But by no means does this feel like, oh, they're going to be fine without Aiden Hutchinson. Like that problem will probably continue to rear its ugly head unless it gets addressed. And so Brad Holmes has said, we played the soundbite last week from his interview with Brad Galley on Channel 7 from prior to the season. Thank you to Brad for posting that late last week, because he had talked about with Brad Holmes, the Lions GM, how do you approach a trade deadline and whether or not it comes to adding that last piece, a mega deal, and dangling high draft capital to do so. And he said, Dan and I always fight against being the prisoner of the moment. Like, don't overreact to what your eyes showed you last. But they found a way to win that game, right? They did enough with the pass rush at some key times. But I think that there's by no means the sense of urgency decreases because of they won that game. They still need to add to the defensive line room.
I think it's painfully obvious they still need to add. And, you know, anything that can be an improvement, go for, right? Because what they have in-house isn't good enough right now. You had talked about you wanted to see James Houston just give as many snaps as possible. I don't know if he had more than like 12 snaps in the game.
He had 14.
Okay. I felt like he got pressure in the last few reps that he had, though. Now, I don't know if that's enough for me to say, yep, come on board. But I didn't see much from Ukwu when he had his opportunities, and he looked like he got a lot more opportunities than Houston did. And I don't even know what constitutes a pressure. But by my naked eye watching it, and I was watching every time Houston was out there, it felt like there was nothing in the first half from him. And then late in the game, he got an opportunity to get back out there. And there were a couple times that he got pressure, real pressure on him. But is it enough? I don't know. Maybe it's something for him to build on and improve on and get more opportunities.
I wouldn't treat anything that happened on Sunday as being an answer. And look, I mean, it's reassuring to win a game when you know you have a glaring weakness, mm-hmm. a hole that used to be filled, a guy that used to be able to provide what is so critical to winning in the NFL. To their credit, they won the game. I mean, it's yes. Awesome that they won the game. But what makes it kind of perfect is winning the game is reassuring, and they did get pressure at some critical times, and so you don't have to be desperate, but you still have to have a sense of urgency to add that guy. Well, you're not setting yourself up to get totally ripped off in a trade because they won the game, and they can take a sense of that into trade talks to strike a reasonable deal and not look like a desperate team.
And, of course, everybody is still going to be looking at the big names in the league on bad teams. And the Raiders lost again yesterday. They dropped to 2-5. Mm-hmm. And Cleveland lost again yesterday. They dropped to 1-6. But until those doors are actually opened and that those owners or GMs say that we're open for business, it's nothing but a pipe dream. So you're looking at other options. If I'm the Lions, if I'm Brad Holmes, I'm probably not doing anything just yet. I mean, you're making phone calls and doing some groundwork to see if it's possible to land those guys. But I don't think you have to go knee-jerk at this point and just sign anybody, try to trade for anybody. You got a couple weeks to play with. And the time's running out, but you do have a couple weeks to play with and see how much more desperate teams get.
I mean, I definitely want the Lions to go get a pass-rushing defensive end. No doubt about it would help this team. But I just don't want to neglect the fact that they won the game still without Hutchinson and without adding anybody else. They called guys off the practice squad, okay? And it wasn't just any team. It was an undefeated team on the road.
They felt really good about their pass protection.
Yes.
Like going into the game.
Yes. So I don't want people to forget that, because maybe I'm just trying to set myself up in case The Lions don't do much at the trade deadline, but they can still win this whole thing, you know, with the team they have. Their offense is so good. We saw it yesterday. They closed out the game. You know, they came back when they're down 10-0. So I don't want that to be lost in the fact that, yeah, the pass rush needs to get better, but they still won the game.
Well, and also keep this in mind, too. Though the Vikings scored 29, they had a defensive touchdown there, too. So yep. The Lions' defense did an even better job than what the score would suggest.
Yep.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, look, I mean, and now the field of candidates of players you can acquire got reduced by one as Hassan Reddick was taken off the table. I thought he was the most likely player they could get. Gator, I'm pretty sure that the Reddick camp talked to the Lions. It would be, he changed agents. If his agent didn't try and swing a deal with the Lions, and you know, I can't imagine that they didn't talk. But that doesn't mean they were anywhere close to pulling off a trade or agreeing to whatever contract he might have. If he was still demanding a contract, they ended up getting a reworked one-year deal. But that's off the table. So what is most likely if they are still pursuing? And I think it's yesterday's game should not change a pursuit of an edge rusher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.